come from really a family of storytellers, and we would often sit around together, my family and I, and even my friends and I, but we'd sit around and tell stories. And I loved hearing stories, but I loved telling them too. And I would eagerly wait for my chance to share one of my stories from the day. But I did recognize this phenomenon that began happening, which is that I would be three quarters of the way through the story of the thing that happened, and the ending, such as it was, would be coming. And I realized there really was no ending. There was just an end of things I had to describe. There was no real point to the story I was telling. There was no punchline. There was no amazing thing that happened. The only reason, really, I was telling that story was because I wanted to talk. I wanted to be the one telling the story. My story that I was telling had no intentional arc, what I've come to call the intentional arc. And what is that? Well, I always think of all stories, whether fictional or my even like mine, memoir, true stories, have three arcs. And the first arc of the story is the one everybody sees and is aware of, which is the physical arc, which is what happened. Every single thing that is done and said from beginning to end, where it starts and where it ends, and everything that is said and done along the way. That's the physical arc. When people ask you, what's your story about? That's usually what they mean. Boy meets girl, boy loses girl, boy gets girl back. Okay, that's the physical arc. Very important you know what the physical arc is. You can spend a lot of time trying to figure it out, but it's the least important arc because all the things being done and said in a story, all those things being done and said are being done and said by people. And people do them for a reason, which brings us to the second arc, the emotional arc. The why people do what they do, the motivation, and how people's feelings about themselves and the world change throughout the story. Why do they do what they do? What are they driven for? What do they want? What do they think they want? What do they believe about the world? What drives them to do the things they do? When I'm writing memoir, I always have the same question that I am running over in my head through most of the writing, which is that I know what happened, and I know how I reacted to it. The question I'm always asking is why? Why did I react the way I did to that event? That's the emotional arc of a memoir, and from moment to moment to moment. And so that's very important. And as a writer, I spend most of my time, aside from describing the physical world, where a certain amount of time is spent there, just rendering what the world looks like, the rest of my time is probably spent in the emotional arc, understanding why I did what I did, what I did. And when I was writing fiction, the same thing, why my characters were doing what they're doing. Very important, the emotional arc. Got to understand it. What do your characters want? What do they want? What do you want if you're the hero of that story? But still not the most important arc, which is the intentional arc, which is why you're telling the story. What is the reason you're telling the story? What is its meaning? Where are you leaving the reader at the end? Is the story boy meets girl, boy loses girl, boy gets girl back? Is it about falling in love? Maybe. It's probably about self-acceptance. It's probably about learning to love yourself. I wrote a lot of stories about how I used to be a fiction writer and I struggled and didn't have much success. But then I started writing memoir and had success. So when I write those stories, is it about how to stop being a fiction writer and become a nonfiction writer? No. It's about doing the thing you love. It's about the difference between trying to make yourself be someone you aren't and allowing yourself to be who you are. That's the intentional arc for most of those stories in one way or another. And it's important that you understand what that intentional arc is. Now, you may not know what it is when you start. That's okay. But that's what you're always searching for. And it will show up at the end. That's where you know if you have an intentional arc or if you don't. Where are you leaving people? Where are you leaving the audience? And I always want my stories to be uplifting, but maybe you don't. Maybe you want a tragic ending. Maybe you want to remind people of the difficulties of life. Maybe it's about safety. Maybe it's about strength. Maybe it's about voice. I will tell you, I'm editing a collection of stories I wrote now. I'm going through it. And I would say 80% of my comments to myself are about the ending. Not quite. Yeah, that's close. But what are you really saying? I'll write down to myself. What is the purpose of the story? And if you till you know what the story is about, why you're telling it, you won't really know what belongs in it and what doesn't. Because once you know what you're where you're headed, what the point of the story is, now you can take out what doesn't serve it and go find other stuff that does. But here's what the point of the story can't be. It can't be to get published. That's not an intentional arc. The point can be to write, just have something to write. See, when I started writing fiction, I didn't have a story to tell. I just wanted to write. I liked writing, but that's not, you have to have something you're writing about. And most of the novels I wrote at that time, the purpose of them really was to get published and have a career. I didn't have the thing I was trying to share. But as soon as I started writing nonfiction, I asked myself a question that I'd never asked when I was writing my fiction, which is, what's the best thing I can give the reader? What is the gift I can give them? What's the best story I can tell them? And within that question, the answer to that question became the intentional arcs of all the stories I would tell. Which most of them were about fearlessness. Most of them were about, you can do it. You have what it takes. You see, I asked myself what I could give the reader, not what they could give me. And that's when it all changed. Look, there's a lot you're going to want from publication. I get it. There's a lot of money. It's perfectly fine to want that. And you're going to want the attention, maybe. You're going to want to know that you have a voice and it deserves to be heard. That's fine. But you got to know that you're giving something. You are giving something away to the reader. And that is the gift of the story. And that's its intentional arc. So ask yourself, why am I writing this story? What am I giving the reader? Understand it emotionally. Maybe you can answer it intellectually, but you got to know it emotionally. You got to know it emotionally because that is the glue that holds the story together. Yeah. So how about that? A little craft from your boy, Bill. Yeah, I can do that too. I can. I'm not opposed to it because that's the hard part sometimes. The craft, the finding the story. But what's the hard part for you? As always, I want to know. And if you don't want to miss a dose of this stuff, hit subscribe. And if you like it, say so. I love hearing from you. So until next week, this is Bill Knauer. Stay fearless.